On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Yeah, it's Monday. That means Tori Lagarde joins us. She's an actress and a humorist.
And what else?
A cab driver.
An oracle.
That's right.
The oracle doesn't forget either.
She's an orifice.
You remember, Ron, last week.
That's right. Well, I remember last week. No, I don't remember yesterday.
You don't remember this morning.
No. Did we do this last week?
Yeah, I told you that the Patriots won the Super Bowl before it was even played.
Right.
You're a little doubting Thomas there.
Yes, good 50-50 shot there, Tori.
I'll give you that. You're right, it could have been.
But what a lousy game it was.
Well, it was low scoring.
Well, it's more than low scoring. It was awful.
I wanted it to stay 3-0. That would be so classic. Wouldn't that be the best? It almost happened.
Not to be a downer. But,
right, that's my job.
But the Patriots played extremely poorly.
I don't care.
I do. They're such
a football aficionado, Ron.
Well, I am in a way.
In a way.
They can celebrate the win, but they can't celebrate the performance.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
And I was at that celebration, by the way, at the Patriots parade.
Were you really?
I was.
Why?
What a terrible decision that was.
No kidding.
There was only a million people around me. Well, I was going into Boston
for
anyway.
What?
You know, to visit a relative.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I'd swing by the parade and just stop and look at it.
Stop
by and then walk away when I'd had enough.
Yeah.
Wow, was that like a misnomer?
Yeah.
No, so I got involved and I was 20 deep. I wasn't near the street and I was holding my phone up. I was against the building with the military. They had the army has a little on Tremont Street. They have a little recruiting office
They
put a table out with some swag.
Well, nice.
And I had them protect me.
Good.
The whole time, which happened.
You need protection.
I was almost getting trampled.
Well, people could recognize you as well.
Well, in that crowd, oh my goodness gracious. But it was an experience. They'd come by with their duck boats and their floats, and they'd have these big boom boxes with music. I liked that.
Hey, guess what experience I can live without? Okay.
Yeah, everyone agreed with me, but you know, it was the thing, you're going in on the MBTA. I waited three trains.
Sure.
I was ready to go home.
Good times.
I thought, if these trains are full with people up against the glass, like India.
Yeah,
you know, it's like...
fun.
But it was a free ride up and back, so I'll take that. It's free MBTA day.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah, I'll tell you why not.
Watch a couple of guys standing on boats for ducks.
This is my observation. Clouds of marijuana in my face.
Yeah.
Drunk people screaming. Mm-hmm. Weirdos. Mm-hmm. And no cell service. Because everyone's trying to use his or her phone.
Ah.
Not their phone.
Right.
And so,
excuse me, can I use your phone, please?
You know, it's so there wasn't a signal. I couldn't do a live Facebook thing of the parade or anything.
Everything sucked.
The weather was great.
Well, that's about
the weather was awesome. But you know, the whole day was filled with people in Boston. I Ubered around to try to escape it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Tori, you know me. What I love is large crowds.
Yeah, exactly. That would have been Ron. You would have had a panic attack, probably.
Yeah. Well. I think I would have been mad standing there in a crowd watching people on a duck boat go by.
Yeah.
I just really kind of...
I know.
Not my idea of sex.
Well, I was part of the excitement, so that's one for the books.
Yeah.
Bucket list, crossed
off. Again, what did they actually do?
And Tom Brady was actually looked our way for a second. Then he mostly looked the other way.
That's exciting.
And Gronk was looking the other way, right. I think. Maybe I did see him shirtless. I think I did.
Oh, that's exciting.
But Robert Kraft was holding up the trophy facing our way. Right. But then somebody else was, like Edelman was looking the other way.
Do you realize if you went shirtless, you would have gotten more looks than Gronk?
Well, there was a girl, there were these girls on the shoulders of their boyfriends, and one was threatening to do it.
Yeah.
But there was a child next to me.
No, that's not right.
I'm thinking, are you kidding me right now?
That's not right.
Listen, girlfriend.
It's terrible.
Keep it in your shirt. Okay. And she did. But there's too many drunk people. The streets were covered in garbage.
Yeah. Nice.
All kinds of alcohol bottles and trash.
Fantastic.
And they had to keep it closed just to clean up.
Yeah.
They couldn't even open the streets till it was all cleaned up. People
times,
are disgusting.
Man. Good times.
Well, there's two camps on that.
Yeah. You know where my camp is.
I know.
All right. Well, there you go. I mean, that was.
Tori did it.
We're done with that. And you did it and you went.
If people dare me to do things, to be careful. Just be careful.
Well, you be careful because they're going to ask you to dare things and you're going to do them. So you're the one who's got to be careful.
I don't get drunk, though, so it'll be in my right mind. That's even worse. I made a rational decision.
If you were drunk, you might have been able to put up with it better.
I don't get drunk. Though.
I know. I heard.
Just now.
You just said it, right?
You said what?
I played it back.
That's right.
All right.
What's up?
Here, what's up? Nothing. See ya.
What's up?
So why am I here? what's your point?
I don't know. It's Monday. What are you going to do?
Right. Yeah, it's crazy Monday. Hey, man, there's so much stuff going on.
You said you hardly had anything going on. Which is a Van Damme. Level with me here.
All right, stop it there. I was reading an article about cell phones. You're talking about cell phones at the parade, and I'm trying to tie the two together.
All right.
It's called a segue.
Right. I think I've heard this, but go on.
Yeah.
It's trending.
This is very trendy. There are two conflicting reports as to whether cell phones are actually harmful to the human body.
Again?
Yes.
Is it the brain cancer thing? The
One
testicles?
One of them is a brain cancer.
Which is it?
Well, no, it's... Well, it's
keeping it in your pocket, affecting your junk. What is it?
Well, it's everything. It's cancers. It's that kind of thing.
Oh, my God. It's radiation. Your phone's got a battery in it and stuff, right?
It's called radio frequency electromagnetic radiation. Yeah,
it's going to make you hear voices.
Sounds like it can kill you, but
apparently...
People
don't care. You're going to die anyway. Why don't you use your phone
while
you're
dying? One study says there's absolutely no proof whatsoever that this affects you in any way.
Okay.
The other study says there is some proof, not enough to be significant, but they haven't been around that long to show the long-term effects of it.
It's not going to make anyone stop using a phone that uses one now.
There's no way. I agree with you 100%. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just something to talk about on the radio.
Some smart people like to go, well, I've never used a cell phone. I'm smarter than you.
Well, there is one study that seems to be in agreement. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give you cancer, but it gives you something else. It gives
a bad
you,
mood?
I can get that on my own.
I knew
I can get that
it.
On
That's
my own.
That's my excuse.
Right. It's neurological damage.
Uh-oh. Those anti-vaxxers and their... You know what? It's all these goofy people anyway. They're going to get on the bandwagon and say, oh, yeah, it's bad for you. I don't do it, and I don't eat cheese.
Look,
and you know what?
Tori,
That's why.
It's got to be bad for you because there's no way you can bombard a device that's up against your body all day.
It's not,
and
though.
Not have it...
I don't keep it against my body all day. I'm not that dumb.
Where is it?
It's on a desk. It's in a bag.
All right.
I don't have pockets.
Okay, so then guys will die sooner.
You know what?
Because they keep it in their pocket.
Natural selection.
It's near your testicles.
Whatever, man.
I don't know if that's what you call it.
Well, you know.
And then, of course, you're holding it up to your temples, but not for that long unless you're one of these people that talk all day. But I think most of us...
My boyfriend's safe, too. He doesn't keep his in his pocket either.
Yeah.
His is charged on a charger. These people that have next to their bodies are in having
well,
problem.
I mean, if you're a man, where you don't carry a pocketbook, what are you going to do? Where are you going to put it? Where are you going to put it?
All right. Well, he doesn't.
I know originally.
Briefly in his
I know
pocket.
Originally women used to stick it in their bra.
You said that. We are. I remember you telling me that.
Yes.
I never did that, but
yes.
I've heard that.
Yes. Because it did two things.
People are so with their phones. That's
I
another
know,
problem.
I know. It is going to be a problem. And I think here's the irony of the whole thing is young people who are going to have this for most of their lives, they're kind of in danger. Old people who don't really care anymore, they're the ones that don't use the phone. So it doesn't,
it's a millennial problem.
Yeah, it's a millennial thing.
Whatever.
That's pretty much it.
Cheers.
All right.
About those people.
The other dangerous thing, which I read up about.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous to everybody.
Uh-oh.
is the vaping and e-cigarettes. We're seeing vaping stores open up all over the place.
I did that a couple. I went through a couple phases.
And you vaped?
I vaped. You know that.
It's
safer for other people around you because you know secondhand smoke. I'll give you that.
Well, it's less secondhand smoke.
It's what do you mean? It's not smoke still, at all. It's a vapor. That's why it's called vaping.
The vape comes out of your mouth.
In a mist of water. It's a cloud of steam-ish.
Steam is vape.
Well, it's like a humidifier. No, you're welcome. Yeah, thank you. In the wintertime.
There is little to no secondhand smoke. There's secondhand steam. But okay.
Right, okay.
Fine. Okay. But the problem is, which I didn't know because I've never vaped in my life.
And you don't do a lot. You're a safe guy. You're not taking risks.
I did when I was younger.
Okay.
It's the opposite. I should have.
Right.
I should have figured what the hell. I'll do them now.
He did it backwards. Dennis
Leary.
Backwards. He said that.
Yeah. I did all the bad stuff when I was in college and stuff. Yeah. So, but I never did the e-cigarette because I thought it looked kind of weird to suck on something and have it light up like a little circus thing. Right. You know, like a clown's nose. It
like kind of looks pretend.
It looks stupid.
Yeah.
Especially when they made that little light up thing at the end blue. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's that when it first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny, man.
No, vapes are different now. Yeah, I used to have like a little tank or whatever it is. Yes. And I would do like those big clouds. Yes. I would try to get as much as I could and have contests and get the big. For a little person, I could do a pretty big cloud.
I bet you could, babe.
It's almost like, I got pitches. That's fine.
Little people, big clouds,
that's
babe.
That's right.
Yeah. But apparently, from the studies, there's just as much nicotine in that as there in cigarettes.
Well, if you choose to vape nicotine, I was not vaping that. You can vape non-nicotine. You can vape CBD, which I did that also for
CBD,
a while.
Now, CBD would be useful.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess.
That's what I was, when I left it, I was doing that. And I might go back to it. Who knows?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I just don't know anymore. I just, I still
better
go back to
I
remember the story and I'll never forget it, and it's not a story really happened, that this government used to hand out cigarettes to soldiers because they thought it would calm their nerves down.
Yeah.
Everybody smoked. The government was behind it. There was no problem. They said, no, it's good. It's good for you. It actually calms your nerves. Uh-huh. They got it wrong, apparently. But when did they get it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Years and years and years and years later.
Well, now there's just money in the tobacco lobbyists, so that's that.
Well, it ended up that, but that got defeated. I mean, it didn't matter at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
And now it's too late.
Yes. And that's what I'm fearing about the cell phone thing.
Know stuff they're not telling us, but they're trying it. People are finding
out. Or you can't know until a certain amount of time has passed.
Right. Yeah. That's logical.
It's like when you go to the dermatologist and they say, were you running around in the sun when you were 3 years old?
Yeah.
Well, now
this is the result.
That's that's not like yesterday. That was decades and decades and decades ago.
Oh, my God. Why are you frightening everyone, Ron, right now?
Because it's my job to frighten people. If I can't make people laugh, I'm going to frighten them to death.
I know that was your motto and your life goal. So.
It's on the front of my publication.
And your bumper sticker.
Yes, which I have on my car.
You? I don't have a car, so I'm sort of at everyone's mercy.
All right, good.
I just wanted to say this about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you send food back at a restaurant, they say don't do it because people spit in it.
Correct.
Oh, correct.
Well, they could.
All right, fine. I'll go with could.
All right.
What if they do?
Right.
Big deal. How are you supposed to know? How is it going to affect you?
You sound like Trump with collusion.
Listen to me.
So what if I colluded? Big deal.
No. I'm just talking about spitting.
Yeah, I understand.
Have you ever made out with someone and exchanged saliva?
Oh, there's more to the question. I thought you were going to stop there.
No. Oh, when would I? Me? No. Listen.
Have I ever made up with somebody and not traded spit?
On made out with someone and traded spit.
Yeah.
Hello, that's called French kissing.
Yes.
So if someone spits in your food, how are you supposed to know? What big deal?
Because I don't want to kiss the chef.
Doesn't matter. You're not going to know about it.
Oh, it matters to the chef.
Well, chef aside.
So what?
Chef aside.
Chef aside. You chef aside.
Listen, man.
So what you don't know won't hurt you. Is that what you're telling me?
If it's just spit, big deal.
If it's just spit.
You saw The Color Purple. Whoopi Goldberg's spitting in that guy's drink and swirling it around.
Disgusting.
It just, she wanted to make a point. She's like, you're going to drink my spit because you're so racist.
Yeah.
But the guy didn't know. So it's a win-win.
All right.
Well, isn't it? Or a win-lose? What is it?
It's... Nobody wins, I don't think.
Even if the guy had AIDS, that's not even how you catch it. Your stomach will dissolve that, and acids won't even affect you.
Here's a con to that.
All right.
And this is kind of interesting. What if the chef has some type of horrible venereal disease?
It doesn't matter. You can't get it through your stomach system.
You got to get something through your spit.
You got to get in your bloodstream.
All right. Well, all right. The upshot to that is the food could actually taste better.
Yeah. But again,
if
you're making out with someone in your life, I don't see the problem.
All right.
I don't see that as a problem. What's it going to do to me? What's it going to do to me, man?
Let's say it's a female chef.
You
got
to do better than that.
If it's a female chef.
Oh, everyone would love it then, right?
That's fine.
Oh, my God. You know what? What's it going to do? You got to bring it, baby.
Well, you're making
go
it.
Big or
you're
go
making
home.
It sound like it's
you better
a sexual
take a dump
thing.
In my food. Spitting is not going to work.
You better take a dump in
Listen,
my food.
Listen, man, because spitting, what is that about?
Don't give them ideas.
Yeah, well, that would be a problem. You talk about salmonella and E. coli and encephalitis and all kinds of stuff.
I think you can somewhat smell that coming.
Not if it's on a finger. They just have to put a little tiny bit. There's been outbreaks in restaurants.
Really?
It's called that Hep B and stuff. C, D, E, F, G.
Hep B, isn't she a rapper?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's Fergie's sister.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right? Black-eyed peas. Yeah. Black-eyed Hep B's.
Black-eyed peas are very tasty with a little spit on them.
You know, you're never going to know. That's all I'm ever saying. Stop with the spit on the food because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, all right. But maybe, all right. The idea isn't great, though.
The idea's not, but you're not going to know.
Yeah.
They're going to sit there and go, meh, meh, meh.
Well,
but too bad.
It
it's wasted.
It is kind
it's wasted.
Of, it's like blackmail.
Only one person gets off on that.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's like, don't send the food back because you're insulting me and I'll spit in your food. So then I can never send food back. I've complained about food many, many times.
You know what? When I used to, I used to act at drive-thrus and restaurants, fast food. My kids used to say, Mom, I can't imagine what has gone on with your food.
Here's how you know.
Yeah, because I'm an angry person. Or I used to be more.
If the server takes the plate, goes in the back, and comes out like a minute later with your dish, it was spit on.
Yeah, but mostly.
But if you have to wait like 5 or 6 minutes, they refired the order.
Then they're really regurgitating something.
No, they could have done that quickly.
I don't. You know what? I'm just mostly talking about fast food.
Yeah, right.
I would just go back and.
Well, I don't.
There's cheese on this. What the hell's going on?
I wouldn't complain about fat. I've
eaten some strange things in my life, probably.
Right.
That's a shame. But you know what? I survived. I got sick, but I'm better now.
Yeah.
I've learned.
Good.
Sickness can heal you, as it said in the movie at Eternity's Gate, which I just watched about Vincent van Gogh with Willem Dafoe.
Well,
it was great.
It's kind of true.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of true.
What
I've learned through the interviews that I've done with all these doctors is that if you have somewhat of a condition, hopefully a mild condition, and you're careful about your diet or something that you do in your life, you're actually healthier than if you didn't know that you had this thing.
Yeah, see?
And then you're reckless
with
your diet.
Illness can heal you.
It can give you knowledge and make you actually healthier than you would be had you not had this thing.
Exactly.
Which is interesting.
I'm nothing if not interesting, Ron.
All right. There's a lot of negatives in there. I'm nothing if not interesting.
Come on now. Break it down. Unpack that thing.
If not. Not then not, and I'm not.
You're overthinking
right.
it. But I can tell you something disgusting that I did the other day.
A lot of knots in there. What?
What did you do? What now? You mean? I have a witness. Boyfriend saw this, and he laughed, and he was so jealous. He wished he could do it.
Mm.
It's a true story. I burped and farted at the same time, audibly.
Oh.
It was like, you acted like you do that all the time.
Sorry, please.
Really?
Novice. Give me a break, man.
He was jealous. He wanted to be able to do that. It was
all
talent.
All you got
to
do
it
is...
It was talent. I was eating Papagino's, and I had the soda and the pizza.
Were you laughing?
No.
Oh, just normally?
Normally.
Oh. That's interesting.
Yeah, see, it was a funny quinky-dink.
Okay. I've laughed so hard suddenly that both have occurred.
Right.
Because they were both, let's say, waiting.
They
were waiting. Yeah.
But mine just was like... It was like a spear. It went right through me sideways.
Really?
It was just, it was kind of, I turned
You're
and
possessed.
Then I lifted and it went bloop.
Yeah.
And it was like, his jaw held open.
Hey, it's interesting. Gas is gas.
Yeah.
But the difference, the distance between your mouth and your ass is a lot shorter than mine. Mine is
good
like
point.
Mine is like a day's outing.
It really is. So, you know,
so for me to pull
boyfriend,
it off,
same thing.
Yeah,
you know, he's six feet.
He's good size. Something. He's a good size.
Yeah, but it's like he's like jealous. He said, "Listen," he said, I should be the one farting all the time." You know, yeah. He's the guy.
Yeah,
he's like, "There's something well, not right not, here."
Well,
he's jealous, and it's great.
That's a very good question, Buffer. Is it because you're a guy you should be doing that? What? Why would a man? By bisexual nature, yeah. Not that he's bisexual.
He's definitely not. No, no,
why,
no.
You know, why would a man be able to pass gas easier than a woman? I don't. Are the boobs in the way? I don't understand the difference. Really nothing there.
I have a talent, I guess, yeah. And he is envious of this talent
because
he can't keep up with me. I'm 2-1 on top of him as far as farting.
2-1 on top of him.
I fart.
It's good odds.
Like 40 times to his one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you break it down.
Oh, that's nice.
I can do it a lot.
Good for you.
Isn't it great?
But, you know, you and I both have gastric problems.
Sure. That's probably part of it.
I mean, they call it a problem.
I have digestive issues.
Right.
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah.
Mine are different severity levels, but,
right.
But I also have it. So I'm constantly gassy. I have been for all of my life.
Right.
But I've been kind of enjoying it.
Well, it's a relief.
Yes.
I held it just to hold it in, and that's why I have pockets of in my intestines called diverticulosis.
Yeah.
From holding in gas for all this time around boyfriends, really? Other boyfriends.
How much time do you spend with boyfriends?
A lot. And it can put little holes in there from the pressure.
Oh, I don't
spend
that much
time with
people.
Yeah, so now but luckily I have a boyfriend that's appreciative and we
appreciative.
Actually...
Appreciative of that?
That's the right. Is that the right adjective? But he's.
I've been looking to smell that all my life.
No, I don't mean that. No, because we'll be like having dinner right next to each other, and it'll be loud. And he'll go. Seriously? Really?
Well, it is a bit much. It is a bit much. I would just spit in your food.
You know, you might as well. He said he was going to. I said, go ahead. That's going to hurt me. I'll enjoy it. You can do other things in my food, too, if you know what I mean.
What's the difference?
Whatever,
dude. Oh, you're going to do a little Trump stuff.
Ooh, you know.
Oh, cool.
Whatever you want, babe.
Trump and Russia.
No, not that stuff.
Oh, okay.
The other, just use your imagination for 5 seconds.
I did. I kind of did, and that's what happened. All right. You ready?
Can I just say one more thing?
Oh, sure.
About Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I think people are stupid. Big surprise.
Sure.
But, I mean, they put their friend lists on public, and they're not even, if they're not your friend...
Oh, well, don't you...
you're stupid for doing that, by the way.
But isn't your page either public or not public?
No, I mean, your friends can see your posts, but some people, in their infinite wisdom, don't know how things work, apparently, after... How long is Facebook around? 15 years, I think, is the anniversary?
Tori, that's not fair.
It is fair.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
15 years it's been around. If you haven't learned social media in the last decade...
That's not fair.
Dude, your Facebook friend list should be... totally private, unless you want to show your friends, that's fine. But to put it on public, I've gone to people's Facebook pages that I'm not friends with, Ron.
Right.
Not friends.
Right.
800 friends, I can see every one of them. You are stupid to do that.
Hmm.
You're looking for trouble.
I thought that's what it was for.
No.
Don't you want to get congratulated on your birthday?
That's for friends. I'm not talking about posts and statuses and things like that. I'm talking about your friend list is a separate entity.
Right.
And if it's visible to people that are not your friends,
you're talking about
never mind your friends.
So, but if you post something, everybody can read it whether it's private or not?
No, that's a setting for as far as your posts go, but there's a separate thing called your friend list.
Yes.
And if that setting should be on private,
uh-huh.
you only or uh-huh. just your friends.
Uh-huh.
Don't put it on public unless uh-huh. you're a nitwit.
So if you accept somebody as a friend, of course I know the answer to these things, I'm just doing it for people who don't know.
Okay.
So if you accept somebody as a friend, they become your private friend. If your setting is private to begin with.
Sure.
Okay. What do you mean sure? That's not yes?
Sure doesn't mean no, does it?
Well, sure kind of meant like, yeah, and. Which
Ron, you're such a noob cake. I tell ya. Just don't put your public setting for friends.
Okay.
You moron.
So
you're a moron.
Okay. All right. Well, you're really like laying into people.
Because I, you know what? I'm going to freaking troll the... F out of you.
You know, the problem is that the Facebook people don't make it very easy to do that.
Yeah, they want everything public. Exactly.
That's correct.
The default setting is public.
Yes.
When you change your profile picture, guess what? It defaults to public.
That's
you have to physically change it.
That's
manually change it to private, to friends, to friends only, to whatever, you only.
And that's why
I
hate the Facebook.
I know. Yeah. I know. I was talking about this with my ex
today. So you kind of can't blame the common user. when Facebook goes out of their way to make sure that that is not the case.
Yeah, because they're mining data,
yes,
number one,
yes.
And they want all this information about you.
Correct.
And they've got it.
And they want to know who your friends are so that they can go after them.
They can see that with themselves. They don't need public settings. Yes. Facebook can actually see that.
Right.
But you know what? One more thing about Facebook.
What?
If you dropped Facebook because you're afraid of it and you don't want it and for this or that and the other reason, it's too late. The fact you ever had it, all that information is cached away. You think, oh, you're beating the system now because you deleted your Facebook? Another moronic move.
So what do you do, Tori?
It's too late. You never have one. My brother never had a Facebook, so he's already ahead of the game.
So how can you be a moron if you try to stop being a moron?
Fair question.
Yes.
I am going to keep my Facebook because I'm already assimilated. Right. I'm already in the grid. I can't get off the grid, no matter what I think in my mind.
Anybody who has a Facebook page.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late. So, you want to dump it and delete it and deactivate it? Oh, guess what? That's not going to matter.
So
you're cashed into the system.
You could call Facebook, and this is a popular play right now, the Book of Morons.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Book
I like
of
it.
Morons.
Book
you
of
should
morons.
Trademark that right now.
I will right now. Well, of
it's
course, if I do that, then that has to be public.
It doesn't matter. You're already, Ron, how many Facebooks do you even have? You're way too late for you. But you don't mind because you really want the publicity on some level.
Yes.
Right.
You know why I have so many.
Sure.
Because I did one and then I thought, oh, I did this wrong.
So, you're not
you
making your
them.
Case,
you
really.
You can't delete
but,
them.
Yeah, you can delete it, but it's too late.
It's too late.
You know what? It's
it
cached in there.
It was always too
They're
late.
They're saving it.
It.
They have all your pictures saved. They have all your posts saved. They have all of it saved.
Tori, but here's how I beat the system.
How'd you do
I never posted anything, as you probably know.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it helps.
Well, if that's what makes you sleep at night, Ron.
No, that doesn't make me sleep at night.
All I'm saying is, people, keep your Facebook. If you dump it, I don't care. You're dumb. Might as well keep it and talk to the rest of us, losers.
Oh, okay.
If you're having fun and getting a laugh and talking to your brothers or your friends, why not? Mm. Who is it hurting? So what, they're trying to sell you some more cars and sofas. Mm. Too bad. Mm. You're not going to, if you dump it, I don't care. I just don't think any more of you because you already had it.
Mm.
The end. What do you want to do now?
But you can't not think of people because they had it if they did it and then they can't get rid of it.
Oh, when did you stop beating your wife? Is it one of those things? I don't care.
No,
doesn't matter.
No,
doesn't
Tori,
matter.
It isn't one of those things. It was like, let's say you were, there's a picture of you of blackface in a yearbook. I don't think that would
that
actually happen.
That stuff's coming up.
I don't think that was going to happen.
Who just was a victim of it the other day? Liam Neeson. Something he said.
Oh, him too?
30 years ago. Yeah, 40 years ago,
yeah,
rather.
Yeah.
He's in some hot water.
Yeah.
I'm not going to perpetuate it, but go Google it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the Google. Google knows all your information too. They're right there spying, listening, whatever. What are you going to do?
Well,
you know what? Go live on a mountain like Grizzly Adams because you're already in the grid.
Well, there is nothing
if you have
you
an
can
email,
do.
You're in
there
the grid.
You
dumb dumb.
And here's what I believe.
Go
if you,
on.
If you did something stupid when you were in college, you're stupid. You can't change.
Ha ha. I didn't go to college, so there.
Oh, you beat the system.
See?
You stayed private.
See what I'm saying?
College age.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. College age.
I did some classes. Whatever. I never graduated.
Whatever. All right. Let's say between the ages of 18 and 20. Let's
all
say
right.
in there. If you did something stupid, then that you're old enough to know not to do something stupid. And then you didn't say anything about it because you know it was wrong. It's too late because you were forming your personality way before you were even college age. So I don't accept that as an excuse. I never accept, oh, they're just being kids.
Mm-hmm.
I never accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were just young at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I never accept that. They were old enough, maybe not old enough to drink in a bar.
If you're under 18,
but old
you
enough
won't
to
be
get
doing
married.
Any time.
I'm just saying. It's in your personality.
Yep. I'm going to circle back to something now.
All right.
That parade.
Yeah.
People walking around like they were pushing their way through. Mm. You know who these people were?
No.
They were white kids with Duxbury hats and fancy earrings, and they had that white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not just white. They were rich kids thinking they're going to get to the front of a line, and it made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, look at these. They're being raised that way to think everything is, they can get what they want.
They're only kids.
I I didn't like it. They were drunk kids.
That's
who were underage drinking,
too.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Like it.
That's what I'm talking
but
about.
But I'm not their parent, so what am I supposed to do? Nothing.
See, we don't
suck it up and not go to a parade.
We don't seem very accepting today, do we?
I'm in a mood.
I guess.
Well, you love it when I'm in a mood.
Well, that's the only
way. It makes
way.
Good radio.
Well, it does make good radio. It
you know.
Actually, you have to do it in order to do radio. That's besides the point.
Right.
If you yell at people, as you have, then maybe they'll get the point for a change, as opposed to being so coddling and so PC and all that stuff.
All right.
No, you know, you make a mistake, you made a mistake, you own the mistake. It's not because, don't do the excuse, I was young then.
Yeah, you get, your mistakes get bought off by yeah. expensive lawyers is what happens.
That's yes.
You know what?
But that's part of your personality already at that age. It really is, and your personality really doesn't change that much. It may have mellowed, but it didn't change.
I'm not interested in those people.
All right, fine.
They can go pound sand.
I don't know, explain that. What is that pounding sand thing?
Well, what kick is rocks? It's an expression.
Yeah, I know it's an expression, but what does it actually mean?
I don't know. Yeah. Just go get lost.
Pound sand, just like...
It's a fun way of saying it.
That's like... do
get bent.
Do a mindless activity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do something
Let's
useful.
Try to understand. Just trying to understand.
Ron, how do you feel about compliments, real quick?
Well, I haven't heard any. Not on this show.
I mean,
no, compliments are very self-aggrandizing things. I think they're fantastic for the other person. I think it's very manipulative.
Oh, really?
Sure.
That's your opinion?
Can be. Oh, a horse.
All right.
What other impressions are you going to do?
You know, I do lots okay. of voices and well, accents.
What is your point? What are you saying?
You know, compliments from loved ones. They're necessary.
Oh, from loved ones. I thought you meant from people.
Oh, strangers give me compliments all the time. I love your eyes. I love your hair. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
That's okay. But
I think it's okay. I think it's self-aggrandizing.
Well, I mean, okay. But
okay.
I would prefer a loved one to give me a compliment now and then.
Okay.
It's more, I like it more, and it touches my heart, and it makes me feel like I'm appreciated.
Well, you know, around Valentine's Day, this
that's
is
coming
a
up.
Very good topic,
that's
actually.
That's in a couple of days.
Yes, because you can give somebody flowers, you can give somebody a card, but you can't do it just on one day. If you just do it on Valentine's Day, it means nothing.
Yep.
You must every once in a while in one's relationship
constantly
say it for no reason whatsoever. Not because it's a holiday, just because you meant to say it, because you wanted to at
this
that
should
moment.
Be our VD show. Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because it's
you
in a couple
me
of
in
days.
My tracks.
Oh, no. Don't spit in that food, because nothing will happen.
Was that your point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like compliments from loved ones, because they... are necessary.
I
give them too.
No,
I give them
true.
All the time.
And we definitely
don't
know.
I?
Yes. And now you're yelling at people about that. but you're absolutely right. That is very important. And
should give
and
take.
We don't do
give
it
it's a give and
we don't
take
do it
thing. Life
we don't
is
do it enough.
Yin yang. All right.
It should happen all the time.
Let's make it happen.
Well, you know what? I don't understand makeup sex. What the hell is that?
You put on makeup.
Oh, okay.
And then you have sex. Because without makeup, you know, might as well take it a paper bag.
So this is a clown thing.
It is a clown thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Clowns are fun.
I've never really enjoyed makeup sex because I'm still pissed. If you're going to have makeup sex like a week later, I get that. But you can't say, oh, you're the biggest asshole I ever met. Well, I have sex? Okay, sure.
Well, maybe it's because
you turn me on. Oh, you turn me on.
Maybe
you turn me on. You just put me down. You just tell me I'm a moron.
I know that. See?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because you still got the fire going, that adrenaline. And so you're all in the passion. Passion can be good or bad. You
Correct.
Might be impassioned
Correct.
And angry.
Right.
So maybe you turn that into a lovemaking fest.
Yeah, that's what I do. I go out looking for people that I hate and I have sex with them. I mean, seriously, it doesn't make any sense. And I never understood that. Some people say the best sex is makeup sex.
You make up and then you have sex. You make up first, then you have sex. The makeup, the amends have already been made. It's
how
bygones.
How long do you have to wait? How long do you wait?
It could be minutes.
That's too fast.
It could be a day.
I don't forgive that quickly.
Yeah, you're a Scorpio. I know all about Scorpios.
Oh, no
My
way.
Boyfriend's a Scorpio. So
how could you possibly be close to somebody who just put you in the trash can? I find that sexy? No, I don't find that sexy.
I see what you mean.
You're the last person I want to touch.
I'm a Leo. It's different. All we right, forgive and forget like that. It's like I get everybody mad. And then I'm a whirlwind.
No,
then I'm over it, and people are like, wait.
Yeah.
It's not over yet. I'm like, yeah, it is for me.
Okay. Doesn't mean you should have sex with them right away.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get that part. All right. Are we ready?
We're ready. People wait and see what that
My
means now.
God.
Hang on. Hold on to your butts.
Every week we do this little game called Would You Rather, and you can play along
Would
at home.
Would you rather? Would you rather? I'm reading ahead of time. Sorry.
Oh. Tori's actually got the home version of Would You Rather. It's actually a game that you can buy in a store.
It is. Apparently. It's cards. My boyfriend bought it for me for Christmas.
Isn't that thoughtful?
And he said, do you ever use that? I said, every week,
do you
baby.
Ever use that?
Every week.
Hey, do you listen to a radio show?
He does. I don't want to listen. I don't want to look him up online anymore. That's effort.
No, it's not. What? I think it's more effort for you to open up the box than it is for me to go online and print them out aimlessly.
No. Mine's copy-paste. I don't want to do it, dear.
All right.
Are you going first or am I going first?
You're going first. You got the cards.
Here you go.
All right.
I hold all the cards. Would you rather, Ron, be stuck in a car with two stinky dogs or be stuck in a car with two people with bad breath?
Two stinky dogs. Did I answer fast enough?
I should have known this before I even asked you. If it involves people, forget about it.
No.
And I'm going to agree with you. I get people coming into my store sometimes, and I got to get the Lysol after they leave. Might be nice people, but you know what? Have you heard of a toothbrush? And it's like a cloud. It comes out, and it lingers, and I go, blah, 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 blah. And because you know my nose, mass spectrometer. It's even worse for me.
For those of you who don't know Tori that well, because it's on private, not public, she has an amazing nose.
Amazing. I can smell things that people can't.
Right.
What they've had for dinner the night before, what's in a closed garbage bag.
I have seen Tori stand on the side of a road. A car goes by. She's not looking at the car. She smells the exhaust. She can tell the make, model, and year.
It's almost that good.
It's very close.
I need to get a job doing that.
Yeah. I don't know where you can find that.
I don't know.
All right. Here's a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather lick
and
seal 1,000 envelopes or fold 1,000 pieces of laundry?
Oh, I'm going to do laundry.
Me too.
All day long.
Me too.
Are you kidding me right now? I'll get a paper cut within five envelopes.
Here's what I never understood, and this kind of rolls off of the Seinfeld episode where George was licking
good envelopes. Oh, I got the cheap invitations.
Yeah.
They were poisoned glue.
You know, if someone wanted to create real havoc, they would get into an envelope company and just put a tiny bit of stuff on it and then mass make people sick.
The terrorists.
Mass sickness.
Yeah, they haven't thought of the envelope thing. What's going on?
I don't want to bring it up.
Well, speaking of terrorists, marathon? What? No. Patriots parade. What were they thinking?
I know.
There were a million people there.
They had a lot of security.
They did, but...
I know.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
The marathon's nothing compared to that parade. That was insanity.
See, you know, public cameras are great, and you can usually nab whoever did the nasty thing. The problem with public cameras is... It's after the fact. It's like it doesn't prevent it. It just helps you find out who did it, which is not good.
It's not good. And let me just say this. I just thought of this as you're talking. Yeah. The marathon people, those people, really? The Patriots fans, if they caught somebody, they're going to beat the hell out of them right then and there.
That's true.
Those drunk people,
that
person's going to die.
That's
the
true.
Marathon people, they're like, oh my, shall we call the police? Oh my, what's going on now?
You're right. It's a whole different crowd.
They'll beat you to death.
Yeah.
You try anything funny that day?
Yeah.
I didn't even look at anybody funny.
Yeah, and that's the kind of love that was spread at that Patriots parade.
It's a wild ride, man. Okay.
Also, I just realized that nobody licks envelopes anymore.
No.
Really, you can buy the ones that have the adhesive.
And who even mails things? It's all digital.
Oh,
it's all email.
Raise hand, Ron. I do.
I'm a buff too,
mail
probably.
Everything. I mail everything.
Really?
I trust nothing.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't trust the Book of Morons. And you're gonna banking.
It doesn't matter. I'm already involved. It's not that I don't trust them. I throw out my hands. You know what?
One penny.
Whatever, man.
No, I'm not transferring.
I'm on
one
Facebook.
Penny
too
through,
bad.
Through that thing.
I'm
no.
not on Instagram.
No way.
I don't want to spend my life online. No Instagram. No, thank you. Go to hell, Instagram.
Yeah, well, they're
too bad.
Someone's gonna have to take the place of Facebook of morons.
I MySpaced for a long time. Shameful to say.
That goes back.
Ron, would you rather have a hamster-sized elephant or an elephant-sized hamster? These are the silly ones.
Yeah,
I love these.
Hamster-sized elephant or elephant-sized...
You got to visualize it.
It's the same thing.
I didn't think of it that way.
I'll take the first one because it doesn't matter. But I think you meant
they're both not the same thing. A little tiny elephant or a giant hamster. Let me be specific for you, Ron. Let me unpack this for you.
All right, I'll have to play this tape back.
Yeah.
And it's not even a tape.
It wasn't
anymore.
The same thing, but it made me think it was for a second.
All right, elephant hamster.
A tiny little elephant.
Tiny little, that's cute.
Wouldn't it be adorable?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, that's a
You don't want a giant hamster. That would be a problem. That's problematic.
That's a no-brainer.
But it was a brainer. It was a brainer for a minute for you. It was a hurt,
I thought you
hurt
said
my
the
brainer.
Exact same thing. Which would be very clever on your part, actually.
Oh, I will remember that
that's
now.
That's the would you rather twist question.
I'm going to troll Ron a little bit in the future.
All right, I'll ask you this question, which is kind of more social than anything.
Okay.
Would you rather have a big family or a small family?
A small family, of
Me
course.
Too.
What is this Italian nonsense?
A lot of people
Catholics
like,
that keep
a
breeding.
Lot of people like the big family.
No, I know, because they were raised that way in the big family.
I think it's a question of how you were raised. I really do.
No, my mother had a big family, and then she had a small family.
If I were ever raised in a big family, the last thing I would want would be a big family.
That's my mom. She didn't do it. She had seven. There were
Good
seven
for her.
Of them.
Oh, gosh.
No, you don't do that.
Well, you're trying to mirror a fairy tale there.
Well, that's gonna go with my next question then.
Okay,
it kind of ties in.
Go on.
Would you rather be poor all your life, or have a lot of money and then lose it?
Oh wow, the outcome on both sucks.
Yeah, but once you have it, then you're without it or never have it. Look at it that way, Ron.
How long did I have it?
Doesn't give me that information. But you have a lot of money and then lose it.
There's no good answer to that one because the result is the same.
Sophie's choice.
I would guess be poor all the time because then I would.
We wouldn't know any better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. That is so much
it's
of life.
It's a Bernie Madoff question, though.
That Madoff guy.
Yeah.
He changed the world for me because I don't trust anybody financially at all anymore.
No.
Whether it be for investment or borrowing $10 from
you
somebody.
You got to mail everything, too. You really don't trust. You're not Facebooking any mail
tough
and
world,
stuff.
Tori.
Bernie, what have you done? The
I'm
bad
serious.
Bernie, not the good Bernie.
I didn't know that people could actually get away with that, but I've learned the older I get, the more I realize things aren't so great, really.
You're just figuring that out.
I figured that out probably at the age of 3.
So it's not the older
two,
you got.
But at 2, I was fooled.
You were.
At 2,
were.
I was totally fooled.
Awesome.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
All right. Would you rather eat all your meals off the ground or eat all your meals with your hands?
Oh, my God.
That's a stupid one.
Then why did you ask me? I'm going to eat with my hands.
It looked interesting when I looked at the whole sentence.
I'll just eat corn on the cob, dude.
Yeah, that's a stupid one. Let me go again.
I threw it on the ground.
All right. Would you rather bathe in worms or shower in vomit? Well, that's easy, too.
Bathe in worms?
Yeah, me too.
God, that's a question made me throw up a little in my mouth.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah. God, Ron.
Really?
You're on the disgusting
and
roll today.
And you're going to fool around with the chef?
I don't care if he spits in my food. How am I supposed to know?
What if he vomits
in your
food? What if he
vomits? I didn't say vomit. I said spit. They don't have time to vomit. Then they get a stick. You know what? Then I said it's regurgitating stuff.
I have no time to vomit. You look very sick. You're like you're going to throw up. I have no time to throw up. I'm very busy.
No.
All right.
You're going to make out with the chef. See, that's how rumors get started, Ron. My boyfriend's going to get mad at you. I haven't made out with any chefs. But we had this talk last night. I prefaced this with him saying, I'm going to podcast this tomorrow. And I am.
The chef thing?
The spitting thing,
yeah.
Because he brought it up.
Yo,
spit in your food. I'm and so?
Yeah.
And? What's going to come from that?
It's an interesting take. Interesting spit take that you.
I'm just spitballing with you, Ron.
Right. No, it is an interesting question.
Ooh, here's a perfect one for you. I never even saw this question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather go on vacation with your friends or go on vacation with your family? Ah, the man question.
Both of those are not good.
I know. Ron doesn't like to go anywhere with anybody. I'm making him do something now. Uh-oh.
I would rather go on vacation. Oh, my. That's a tough one.
It's not for me. It's easy for me.
I'd have more fun with my friends. But my family,
Ron,
should be the answer.
I don't say should. It's would you rather. That's not the name of the game.
I'd rather stay home.
But
that's
if you had to, if
options.
You had to go on vacation, what a hardship.
I'd say friends.
Ooh, I'm gonna say family.
Mm.
I have to go with family. Mm. I love my family. I want to
spend
time with them.
It's not that I don't love my family. I spend time with them all the time.
Okay.
But the friends thing would just be more laughs, more freedom, more craziness than family. It's something that I don't do all the time.
But if there's one more option, I would say alone. What about you, Ron?
I can only make sounds with my nose to that.
I'm the horse and you're the...
Seriously.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, we're going to go alone, right?
I'm not even going to waste the lip service.
We could go together then and do our own thing, Ron. We could just go off. It'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, I'll sit next to you on the plane.
That's about it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. We'd make jokes. Yeah. We'd do a podcast.
Say hello every once in a while.
It could be a live podcast. Every once in a while. Hey, Ron, how's it going over there in your aloneness?
Maybe a drink here and there.
That's it.
Other than that, no.
If we could have a third option on these, we'll always go with the third. It'll always be nobody and nothing. Thank you.
That would be a very good card game. Would you rather plus your own answer?
Yes.
That's interesting.
And it would always be no one or nothing.
Yeah, because that's very restricting, these would you rather questions.
We have to make choices.
Yeah, that's bad.
I want nothing or no one.
Which child will you give up?
Ooh.
See, and that was why they had the Sophie's Choice, because there is no answer.
There was no answer. And she had to, because they said, we'll take both if you don't.
Yeah.
They were going to take them both. They forced her hand.
Oh, I go for two.
Ooh, okay.
That's interesting.
There you go. We hadn't thought of that one.
That's a joke.
You'll take them both? There you go. Please, enjoy.
But you're asking me to choose between two of them? No, I can't do that.
Right. Oh, my God.
No, those are terrible questions.
That's
terrible,
the best
dilemmas.
Kind.
Well,
best kind.
If you're going to play
the
game.
I'm going to bathe in worms then. That's
it. Time to come off of this thing.
That's right. Would you rather? Love that song.
Would you rather we...
It's my jam.
Yeah. Really?
It is. Really? Once a week, it's my jam.
Oh, okay. This has been a very hostile show.
It's just my mood, Ron.
Not very hostile, actually.
But you know me so well.
This is my mood all the time.
You know me better than a lot of people, I think.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, that's no accident.
It's no accident. I'll show you an accident.
You know?
All right. Hey, join us again. Hey.
I didn't say anything last time you said it, but that's the second hey in the show. Just so you know who's counting.
That's funny. Hey, we're going to be back next week with more of this.
Happy VD Day.
Yeah, you too.
Don't get VD.
All right. We wish you
peace. It's a trap.
Oh, man.